Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Wednesday, our little machine's not working right either, but we'll get it going. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, July 2nd. Can you believe it's July already?
I know, it's crazy.
I can't even believe it.
How the years just flying by.
Unbelievable. Hopefully we're done with the hot June month, so we get that out of the way. Rush into monsoon. Come on.
Okay, yes.
Let's go there. I'm just going to positive thinking. I know, you're just looking at me like you're so in denial, it's not even funny.
I know, but I wanted to talk to you because, Belle, you're a farmer.
Yes.
And have you read your farmer's almanac?
Yes.
You know, it says that there's going to be no rain.
I know, but we're going to not believe that because the gods know we need rain.
Well, the other day, my friend, she posted a thing on Facebook, and it was how to make your own rain, kind of your rain shrine. So you put in your own rain shrine. So you put in your the car wash coins. You put in some sage. You put in other things. And so you put this little thing together and you've got your new little pseudo shrine to the rain.
I like it. Well, Lindsay Buckingham actually built this. A rain room, but we don't have...
A rain room?
Yeah, so that he could record his guitar in the rain room. We just don't have that.
That'd be cool.
Welcome to the High Times Recap Edition of Weed Day Wednesday. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to the Allens and say thank you for letting me use Studio A for the last 3 weeks, where it was an honor and very strange to be in the Allens' den, my best friend's den, where I grew up doing the show and smoking the bowls. And we want to give a special shout-out to Mr. Allen, who is now watching over us. And I hope you're not too mad I used your den. And we love you.
Wednesday?
Yes, sir, Weed Day Wednesday. We love you, and we hope you are resting peacefully. And we just love you. So welcome to the High Times Recap Edition of Weed Day Wednesday. We are all partaking in a gift from one of the vendors at High Times, and I got food poisoning yesterday. I was supposed to get everything organized for the show, so we're going to have a couple shows. There it is, summer rain shine. But I went to the Cannabis Cup, and it was my first one. It's the Medical Cannabis Cup, and I went, and I'm still speechless and shocked and overwhelmed and blown away. And
you got a lot of cool stuff there, Belle.
You haven't seen nothing. And February 7th and 8th, we are all going back. And I don't know if we're going to get a vendor booth or if we're just going to go as just going. Because
I think we should go to just to go.
I think we should go to just to go. Because when we get our dispensary, then we'll get a dispensary booth the following. And
that
we'll
work.
Be entering our stuff in the fair. I saw some of the most beautiful cannabis that I have ever seen at this little festival. Holy cow. So I pull into the parking lot, and I'm ready to, like, smoke a bowl of car before I get there, you know. You do those kind of things when you've got your weed with you. There's these guys get ready next to me, and all their gear, and their backpacks and loading stuff up, and I go, hey, guys, And they come around, they're like, hello? And I'm like, yeah, I've never been to one of these. And they just got the biggest smile on their face ever, like, oh, newbie, virgin, woo. And I said, can we smoke here at the car, or do we go in? And he goes, well, they'd rather you go in because security is around here. So, and I mean, I was probably high just, you know, looking at the festival. I will. We all had a good giggle, and they said, just bring your stuff in. It's no problem. And, you know, when you carry your medicine around, it's usually you have to hide it, and you just don't want anyone to see it. You want to make it as free as possible. I walked up there and I took everything out of my pocket. You know, I was trying not to take the pipe and the weed out very last. You know, and she's like, okay, this pocket. I was scared to death. And people were coming up with suitcases, opening them up with pounds of weed, going, this is what I'm bringing in. They're like, okay, go on through.
That's not what we're looking for this time around.
No, and I had my tiny little grinder with my shake in it that I ground up just enough for the show. Oh my God, I felt like a little 2-year-old walking into this like big kindergarten party I'd never been to. Holy kindergartners know how to do it right. So I walk in, and there are booths everywhere lined with marijuana products and information and food. You can't get regular food at the Cannabis Cup, people, so let me just tell you, bring your protein bars and eat before you get there, because everything is medicated. By the end of the day, I just wanted some to eat, and all I could find was literally a bag of Doritos that I knew didn't have anything in it. Barbecue had something in it. The cupcakes had something in it. The snow cones called Snowies, they snowed you, they had something in it. They had catering full of cannabis. I couldn't find anything.
Can I get a chicken leg over here?
Yeah, full of cannabis. I hit Taco Bell after the show, sorry.
I know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Because you're like, you can only take so many edibles.
Well, and I didn't want to be the one they killed at the show, and, you know, oh, hi, good times, girl, kill again. Yeah, we couldn't do it. So I just had to, like, you walk into the show, and there's just booths everywhere. So you go and get your little, I bought the 2-day pass, which means you can go in and out of the show whenever you want. Thank God, because my backpacks were so full of gifts that they'd given, I had to go put them in the car and go back for more. Oh, yes.
So awesome.
You should see Cannabis Kid's face right now.
I'm
his jaw's
excited.
Dropped. His eyes are bugged out. Tech guy doesn't believe anything I'm saying. He's over there shaking his head going, whatever. I'm going to just have to see for myself in February. Because we're all going. We're getting a giant bus, and anyone who wants to go with us, let's just go. And thank you. We've got French fries ready in the kitchen, so we've got to bring those out. So you walk in, and I've got a little tiny stack of the Weeds Day Wednesday business cards I'm hoping to hand out. And I know I've got Tumbleweeds let me have a shirt and a hat to wear, so I looked like I was in full uniform. And walked in, got my backpack. They gave me a shirt. It's way too big. It's all right. I'll take it. I'm wearing it now. It looks like pajamas. And I bought an official High Times, one of only 420 limited edition High Times hats. They do only 420 hats at the festival, and if you're one of the 420 to get there in the very beginning, get one of the hats because they're...
You are not messing around.
No, you don't mess around here. They are Antiques Roadshow bound now. And so I just went up to people, and I went up to different booths and said, hey, I'm Bellstar on the radio. Would you like to have an interview? I met with one of the directors of Normal. These are a couple of the booths that I went in the beginning. And away we went. Every booth had something exciting, and it was... everyone just had a gargantuan smile on their face. I was going to try and grab the High Times guide they give you this High Times guide. It's like a, you know, program guide for
kinda
the day.
Kind of tell you where to go.
Yeah, where to go, what to do.
On.
Didn't even open it up. Didn't even look at it until right now. Hey, it matches my shirt. I love it because it was the San Francisco Medical High Times Cannabis Cup, but they had it at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. I think San Francisco was to pride it out. It was Pride Weekend, and I think they probably booked every venue they possibly could.
You are so right.
And I think that's why they had to move it to Sonoma, because, well, nothing was going on in Sonoma. Excuse me. And anything you could imagine was there. These tents were full of giveaways and gifts and happy people, and Friday people started to ask me if they wanted to, you know, try the dabs and the shatters and the oils and the hashes.
You could just try anything.
So you walk into the section, little. I know. Oh.
I'm closing the show right now.
Okay, right now. Done. Oh, see you next week for the party. Just kidding. So you walk in. I went and got certified. I got recertified in Vallejo, and the doctor took 5 minutes with me, but 3.5 minutes was my tumbleweed spiel. So I really got a minute and a half with the doctor. He asked me if my lungs were clear and okay, and I said, yeah, and he marked down, click, okay, good to go. I was certified in less than 3 minutes. It was scary. And then I went to the best dispensary, the best dispensary I've been to
in the world.
So far. And it's called Relief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, R-E-L-E-A-F.
Uh-huh.
And it makes it the best because they were super nice and friendly. They treated me as if I'd never been in a dispensary or seen cannabis before in my life. I said
like
that I was my first time here, and he went through, held my hand through every shelf and cabinet they had, showed me everything that they had, gave me some, I got a free Rice Krispie treat and a free joint just for being there. This is the dispensary. We're back at the dispensary now. So anyway, this guy, Sean from Relief, Sean said, okay, we'll see you at the medical cup. And I was like, right on. So there were probably, I don't know, over 10,000 people at this thing, and everyone was telling me this was the small one because they said Denver, you couldn't even move. Well, I could barely move in the crowds here, so I can imagine Denver would need a four-day. It was insane. I walked in, and I was going to be a good girl and go get some education, and I had a flat tire or a low tire on the way, so I had to fill that up. I had to exchange a car. A tree fell on one of my rental cars. Oh, this is crazy.
You are cheating me, though.
Oh, no. This goes on and on. I can tell you many, many
things. You should write.
My tooth broke. Oh, it gets so fun. It's great. Lifesavers. Do not bite down on Lifesavers, kids, especially if you're over 40. So you walk in. You bring your first thing you want to do is go get your wristband so you can go in for all the medications. I spent the first hour and a half just talking to people at the booths, giving out the Weed Day card and getting some great people lined up for interviews. And after that, I thought, okay, well, I'll go catch a class.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to be a good student. So I missed the first class on dabs, which was at 1:30, because I was still wandering aimlessly about trying to find my way. And the second class was cannabis and health, like how to be happy and healthy using cannabis. So I walked into the little, to the expo part of the place that they had where they were doing lectures and stuff. And, you know, there were cameras all over and, you know, everyone's filming everything. And, you know, there's fancy people off to the right talking. And there's a few students straggled in seats. And it was like 2:35 and it was supposed to start at 2:30. And I said, mm-hmm. I tried my best to stay for education. And I just had to turn around. It was like being at Disneyland and your mom made you go to some stupid educational show at the very beginning.
Well, everyone else is out having fun.
And everyone's on the park having fun.
I hear you.
And they weren't stupid educational shows, which is why my suggestions to the High Times peak coordinators and event planners, you need one day of classes where there's not all this other stuff going on, because those people deserve to have 10,000 people sitting there
listening about the education.
Because that's what this is about. And then you need like Thursday education, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just vendors. Be out there amongst them, because well, I went and got my wristband, and people were laughing. I'm telling them this my first time, and, you know, you get teased a little, and they laugh, because they know you're going to just get floored once you walk in there. And I walked in, and I just stopped. I couldn't move. I looked to my right. I looked to my left. People were walking around smoking doobies, eating edibles, doing dabs, throwing stuff out at you like you wouldn't believe, just gift after gift after gift. You walk by a booth, and someone's throwing, here, Trish. For the part and a half I was in the actual cup, I didn't do anything. I walked up to all these booths again. I walked up to, where's my kind tray? I don't even have this the owner's, I'm so sorry, I'm blank. I met so many people there, I just can't remember everybody's name. But the owner of Kind Tray I met, and I went up to and I said, look, I've been admiring your kind trays for, I don't know, however since you've had them in High Times Magazine, I've always wanted one. They're super beautiful, all wooden, handmade trays to put all your accoutrement in. So he gave me one. He gave me one for three little joints, although we could maybe get two of ours in there. So it's wooden, magnetic. You just flip it open, shut it back. He's got trays for dabs. He's got trays for shatter. He's got trays for your herb. He's got trays that fit your pipes. He's got trays that
they're really nice. They're beautiful.
They're absolutely
hand, like a handcrafted wood
handcrafted
with magnets
wood.
On all four sides, and you just pop the top off.
Incredible. So we're going to have him on the show. I can't tell you how many people are. We've got radio shows for the next 3 years lined up. It's incredible.
Awesome.
After I get done blabbing about it for the first 2 years. So I met him and talked with him for a while, and then I went to the next booth. Meanwhile, everyone's trying to get me to eat, like, cookies and cream edibles and brownies. And, I mean, they made, I can't even tell you the kinds of
I'm going through the program here. And
yeah, Canvas Kid is looking
ridiculous.
At these pictures through the program. That's why he's not commenting or saying very much, because he's
in I'm listening. I'm in awe. And
all the vendors that were there, it was crazy. Just imagine going to your state fair.
And
but it's all weed.
You kind of had
Holy
talked about
cow.
Flower kind of being a thing of the past. You know, the whole thing
they're
new
still
is
selling
the
them.
Dabs. Yeah, I mean, there's
yeah,
always, flower
there.
Is always going to be
it's
there.
It's always there. And if you look at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com on the news section, you can actually see the results of the 2014, they call it the Bay Area Medical Cannabis Cup results. And place...
Valley.
Yeah, Napa Valley marijuana. We're going to open the Napa dispensary. Well, the first one, let's say. Best booth. So check this out. I don't know about copyright infringement here, but this was an awesome booth, and I took pictures in it because my best friend's husband is a Star Wars freakazoid. Vader extracts. Darth was there.
Was he vaping?
Well,
and his extracts? He probably has it built into his mouth.
I don't know how they're getting away with this stuff, because I looked down and I saw a little business card for Yoda. I never got to the Yoda booth, but there was a Darth booth and a Yoda booth, and I hit the Darth booth, and it was bitchin'. It was cool. Just big, giant pictures of Darth everywhere, everyone. I could show you pictures of this shatter. I took a picture of this tray. It had, like, 12 different types of shatter, I believe, in it. And I didn't even know what shatter was, really, until I got there. And it's basically like candy. It's like a peanut brittle, marijuana style. You break it up, you take a tiny little piece.
Just a little bit, and it really does last.
A little dab will do ya.
Yeah.
That's
cute.
Oh, it is cute. Oh, it's real cute when you hit 56% and have to go stand by the wall for a minute.
You're
that's
like,
cute.
I need a minute by myself.
Man. Oh, in the midst of 10,000 people, I need a moment alone. So that was best booth. The next one was Cloud Pens. And Nexus Glass got third place. I visited all of those. They were great. Nexus Glass was great. Beautiful hand-blown glass. This was incredible. Okay, so here's another one. And I won one of these. This is great. I got myself in a contest. I knew they'd pick me. I'm super skinny, and I knew if I made enough noise and jumped around, they'd think there's no way
this
skinny girl has lungs.
Right.
So they...
Let's get her up here.
Let's get her up here. So they picked me and two other guys. So you know they had to get a girl up there. So they picked us three. This was the Cloud pens, and they're vaporizing pens. So I got up there, and I thought we were going to get a giant bong. I was ready for a 6-foot bong, and I was going to slay every man in that crowd.
You're psyching yourself out.
And they handed me a vaporizer. Oh, I was just psyched out right in that moment. I'm like, what do you do with these little things, man?
Uh-huh.
This is teeny tiny candy. I'm used to my big bongs every day. I haven't been the most loyal vape person because I like my bongs. That's just what I choose.
So you vaped
out
the Cloud
bongs.
V. They handed you a Cloud V.
They handed us Cloud V. I don't know what was in it.
So this is the concentrate.
Yeah, this is the concentrate. So me and two guys. Yeah. And I don't, when I suck on a vaporizer, it's just a real quick puff. And I'm in there like, just keep sucking that in. So the big guy, this huge guy, lasted like 2 seconds. And I'm standing there. Yeah, he couldn't do it. So I'm breathing in. I'm watching this other guy, and his body's concaving, and his cheeks are coming in, and he starts this Kenny G circular breathing, and I'm watching stuff come out of his and I'm like, wait a minute. So I just let go. I could have lasted, but I was like, I don't even get this contest. So I let go, and this guy's still going. And then the guy caught him doing the circular breathe, blowing out other smoke while sucking it in still, and he's like, all right. And so we all ended up with the Cloud V. It was really fun. He won. Technically, I'll say I have biggest girl lungs, but I was really, it was so fun. I mean,
with concentrate.
And after a day of just being concentrated out, you go there and you're like, okay, I think I can do it. But we all won a Cloud V vaporizer.
That
they're beautiful.
Really awesome.
They're great. And now I'm really excited to go get some concentrates and put them in here.
Well,
I wasn't
exciting.
Really excited before, but now
I'm excited for you.
Totally.
I'm excited.
We're going to be using
go get
this
some
little
concentrate today.
We'll probably start having these at Tumbleweeds Health Center. They're beautiful. They work well. And they're tiny and they're discreet. And they come in great little
fun. Well, I heard
there's
going to be a whole little concentrate area.
We are. We're going to have a concentrate area because dabs, shatters, concentrate oils is the thing to do. We'll have a whole shelf dedicated to concentrates.
With the rubbers.
with, you get these little rubber containers that your concentrates won't stick to. You know, you try and put them in something else. These, and, oh, this company is fantastic. They're coming on the show. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember the name.
Oil.
Marlene.
Oil Slick.
I'm so sorry. I need to get all my business cards out. Oil Slick?
Oil Slick.
I don't know if it's this company. These people were great.
Yeah, it is.
They were awesome.
Colorful.
Just, yeah, very colorful. Great booth. I think these people should have been maybe even up in the first best booth category. Yes. Tools to help you with your concentrate. Oil Slick.
Tools to help you concentrate.
Yes. But these are great. So they're just like little containers, but they're made out of food grade material.
Uh-huh.
So you won't, you don't get any bad things from the plastic, and your stuff doesn't get any bad things
so
from it.
So if any of you out there are trying to understand what we're talking about, these are little rubbery devices. If you remember a long time ago, there's the hand, the oven mitts are made out of these. There are the cupcake holders long time ago. There was it was a whole company that had come out with this nonstick stuff.
But they did not come out with a nonstick cutting board, we found out very quickly as we threw in the oven and it
went. Oh, that's what I did too.
Oh, you two.
Because I thought that's what it went in there.
I was like, what the heck are you doing?
No, I just thought it was supposed to go in there.
Oh,
you're
blaming on being trashed. I don't know.
Smelling kind of not good.
Weird, yeah.
And I had cookies on it.
Yeah, you could probably throw this in the oven, although I don't know why you would.
Someone needed to tell me that that wasn't.
Might not want to throw these in the oven, especially if it's got your stuff in it. We don't want to overheat your stuff. Yeah. Well, you can't blame that on the cannabis. You could try.
I can too.
You could try. So we're putting together a little. So I have to tell you, walking around the Cecil, this is going to be like a Tourette show because I'm going to go all over the place now. So walking around the show, I'm packing my bong here, and I'm reaching for a gift I was given. Again, I'm going to have to get out all my business cards because I was just given so many things by so many people. We got Girl Scout cookie keef. You know, Girl Scout cookies.
Is that what's next?
Yep, that's Girl Scout cookies have been all the rage in cannabis. And the flowers that they had were just beautiful, but this keef looks incredible. So we're going to take a little scoop of that and put it on our bowl. So people were walking around. Every booth you went to, there are just people giving you stuff. And if they weren't giving you stuff, they were, you know, trying to have you smoke something. Or, it was just they were trying to share, basically, is what we were. What I'm trying to say is they were sharing everything that they brought. It was incredible. It was like being at Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, and they gave you all the chocolate right there for free. Just keep throwing it out at you. There was this booth. Again, I can't remember all the names. It was just way too overload. But these guys were giving out. I got a picture of it. They had a crowd of probably 100 people around them because they're throwing out cookies, and they were throwing out vaporizers, like in the box. You could get an actual vaporizer for free just by being in the crowd. They were throwing out Kind trays. I mean, they didn't throw the Kind tray out. They actually threw out a cookie and said, if you catch the cookie, come up, we'll give you the tray. We don't want to kill anyone here. They were throwing out cookies. They were throwing out pens. They were throwing out edibles. They were throwing out joints. And the booth next to them was handing out honey sticks. So I went and got my little honey stick full of cannabis and honey, which is way too sweet.
So honey stick.
You just clip off the top and start sucking your honey down. And it's full of cannabis.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. I know.
I'm so excited about this.
Oh, it's a...
February can't come fast enough.
February is not coming fast enough. I'm just going to go to sleep until February comes. 7th and 8th, be there, folks. So let me try and think. They had these extractors that these companies, these organizations had made, and they were probably 8 feet tall. I took pictures of these, too, but they were extracting all the medicine out of these plants and stuff. They were insane. People were standing next to them, and they weren't even as tall as these gargantuan machines. They extract all the stuff that goes into your oil slick products here. Everybody was just so super nice. And let's go on to best product here. I'll just go down the line and tell you what I remember about this. If I remember anything. Oh, first place best product, Cloud Pens by Cloud Pens. I don't know if I got to use a Cloud Pen. I got the Cloud D. Is that what they're talking about?
You've gotten to use the Cloud Pen before.
No, that's this. I think this might be the whole, because they got best booth, and then they got...
That's another thing?
It must be. They got best product, Cloud Pen. No, that's this. This is the Cloud.
Oh.
I don't know if that's Cloud V or Cloud Pen. We'll check that out.
Well, they're both the same company. They've come out with their Cloud has a
purple
pen.
Here we go. Yep, Cloud V got three for best product, the one that I won. Got third place. Second place was Oil Slick by Oil Slick. These two dabs. And they actually gave us a little, it's a little tray, too. So when you take this out, you stick it on your tray, which is slick proof or whatever they want to call it, oil proof. And then you could just, you take off the tiniest little piece and stick it into this little device. Now, what they were using to share all their dabs with, so I went around and I was slightly confused because, there's Vader. There he is. They had the dabs hooked up to your bong. So they had the little attachment right here.
Which is a nail kind of thing.
Yes, it was a metal bowl. A metal bowl. Some of them were nails and some of them were just the bowl.
Oh, okay.
Itself was metal. So you would stick just the tiniest little piece and the bowl was flaming hot.
Right. Red.
Just red hot. Uh-huh. You stick a tiny little piece of oil or dab or shatter or whatever, they crash, whatever you want to call it. So that's pretty much what you do after. And then they put it on, you start sucking in, and the next thing you know, you got 56% THC from, I think it was the Waxmen. I think I got this company right. I turned around and took a picture of the booth. I think it was kind of sideways at that point. But it was the first time I had done the dab. And I said to him, I'm very sensitive to chemicals and things, so if you have any chemical-free, which I know there are, I would like to try that. And so he brought out a sour diesel chemical-free dab for me. Yeah, it was
very
nice.
Did he tell you how he was making the chemical-free dab?
I didn't even ask.
Okay.
I didn't even get that.
That's good to know that there's an option out there for that.
There are options out there. Then there are quite a few. And I don't know why you would choose the other, because the other one, I tried an oil once that a friend of ours gave us, and it just tastes like butane, gave me an instant headache, tasted chemically, and I didn't like it.
Some people don't mind that, and I think that they might be using it, they're just not chemically tuned to that, but I know if I taste chemicals right off the bat with anything, actually, with food or anything like that, I know I'm very sensitive to it. So it's nice to know that there's an option out there for the ones that don't taste like chemical.
Yeah.
But if you do have ones that taste like chemical, add a little bit of holy smokes to it. It'll take that
chemical
flavor right away.
Yeah, it will. Because you don't really want to taste that. Like, I've been so into flowers
and the
beauty and the taste of the flowers, the limonene and the pinene and the bubblegum flavors and the berry flavors and the grape flavors. I don't want to taste chemicals after being spoiled by homemade blueberry. You can't do it. You just can't have a chemical in your mouth after that. It's just not okay. It's not right. So third place best product. I have the Oil Slick. I won the Cloud V, and I don't think I tried Cloud Pens, but that's something it's a goal for next time. So let's see what else. They had best. Glass. They have Hitman times Mr. Gray Torch by Hitman Glass. They had Nexus Glass 1/2 and Pulse Glass by Pulse Glass 1/3. And they had the best medical topical. There was only one, and it was Fire and Ice by Eden's Elixirs.
And Ice by Eden's Elixirs.
They had one topical there. That's astounding, considering the topical that we have by Vital B is freaking amazing. I wonder why they weren't there. We're going to have to call our company. They have a high CBD award, and this is for flowers. The Great White by Alpha Medic got high CBD, and for edibles, Medi Brothers and MTG Medi Chew High CBDs got the edibles, and the concentrates were Charlotte's Web by Peace, Plant Essentials and Cannabis Extracts. And I didn't try Charlotte's Web, but I did stop by their booth and try something there, I know. I remember the Peace part of it all. And then the best non-solvent hash we've got by first place by Medi Brothers. It's Cottonmouth Kush by Strawberry Cough Ice Water Hash. And second place, we've got High Extractions Goji OG Solvent List.
Solvent List.
That's what we want. When you
Solvent List hash.
Yeah, when you go, I think I just trashed everybody with Girl Scout cookies. I'm going to try and relive the Cannabis Cup and have everybody smoke as much as they can in this 1 hour, because I did it for 8. And if you sissies don't hang with me, I don't know. We might get a new tech guy.
Make sure
look at him. He's over there going, I
make
I,
sure
I,
we
I,
need I, sativa, though. I need
this
sativa.
Is.
I know.
This is
just
auto silver with...
Don't freak me out when you pull a little...
Don't freak me out.
Yeah.
Don't freak me out
when you throw a little indica in and all of a sudden I'm all...
Sleeping. Yeah, that's what
wakes me up. Can't remember my name. And
oh, my goodness. Help
you. Will you help me with that?
We'll help
you're
you.
You're the cannabis kid.
Don't forget, kid.
Write it on my arm.
That's right.
In my hand.
So, yeah, so Charlotte's Web got the highest CBD for plant essentials. So the best, that we did the hash, best non-solvent, second place hash. We did Delta Health Center solventless, and third place is Banff by Banff Extractions. It's called the Private Reserve Cookies. That's their non-solvent hash. Best concentrate by TLC Collective and Gold Coast Extracts is called Hellraiser OG. Second, yeah, alternative health, herbal health services. Sorry, Prime Extractions. They won second place with J13 Lemonhead. I like the sound of that. And Victor's won third place with what's called J1. Kind of like maybe G13. It's kind of a scientific name. All right. Best sativa, Cracker Jack by Santa Cruz Mountain Naturals.
That sounds delicious.
Isn't it? Silver Haze
won
second place by Medmar Healing Center. That's a try.
That's always just a good. So,
I know.
Silver Haze?
Medmar. We know Medmar.
Always a good.
We know Medmar. Third place is Tangerine Haze, ooh, by Heirloom Genetics. Heirloom, that's funny. Best Indica, this would be my category here. Chem Scout by IC Collective. Second place, Paris OG by California Naturals. And third place, Triple X OG Kush by Life is Good Healing. That's nice. I like it. I will tell you, I was honored enough to happen to run into Kyle Cushman, the Kyle Cushman, just on a fluke after I won the Cloud V vape, put all my goodie bags in the car and just came back with an empty bag because I was ready for more.
Mind you, while she's doing all of this, she's also sending the staff of Tumbleweeds, all the radio staff, anyone else that's on her...
Spamming them
with this
photos.
Slideshow.
Yeah, and I don't know what text I was trying to type or voice through. I'm just hoping
she was
the picture.
Excited. There was a good. It was all good stuff, and she actually got a picture.
Yeah. Oh no. You don't even know. I could tease all of you. You think I just got a photo, but wait.
You have an interview.
Oh, there's more. We did. We got an actual interview. I don't know how loud
what
the phone gets, but.
Right now?
Well, I just want to tease you all with this, but I'll tell you. So why I was going to tell you about this was because I got to try Kyle Cushman, one of his Kushes, and it was actually purple. And they entered it into the cup, and I think I have the name written down somewhere, but Kyle's new product called Vega Matrix is an all-vegan, natural... plant nutrient supplement, vitamins, minerals. It is amazing. I went to the car, I put all my stuff back and was just wandering around. It was close to 7-ish around that time because my competition I won was at 6. I'm going to say I won the girls section even though I was the only girl in it.
Her marathon.
My marathon vaping session. So I go back, I'm wandering around, and I see this guy with this giant jug of, you know, plant nutrients, and he's holding it up to another guy, and they're smelling it. So I'm walking up to the booth, and I said, oh, can I smell that? You know, you don't think little girls,
be a part of that.
Little girls can grow. Oh, can I smell too?
Mm-hmm.
So I smelled the stuff, and seriously, it smelled like you could eat it. I mean, it smelled that good. It was fruity, and just, I can't even tell you, and I was like, what is this? So I walked further on down. I let the guys keep smelling. So I walked to the next part of the booth, and this girl goes, oh, have you ever seen this before? And I said, no. She goes, this is Kyle Cushman's new product. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I didn't even know he had a new product. And she goes, that's him right there. And I said, what? You know, I'm starting to get all celebrity bound.
It gets hot right in the
throat
area.
I know. We have to, like, try and calm down and be cool after 8 hours of dabbing. You know, you don't even know where you are, really.
Your collarless shirt becomes feel tight.
Yeah. You sweat when you don't really sweat.
But yeah, there's no
sweat. You turn red. You have a better tan than that. So I said, is it okay if I go say hi to him real quick? I'll come back and listen to your spiel. I don't mean any disrespect. You know, and she's like, no, he's really great. Go say hi. So he's got his back turned to me. So I'm just kind of looking at his product, standing behind him at the booth there by his table, and he's talking to other people, and he's really great and friendly and hugging everyone. And he turns around towards me and sneezes, basically on me. So I say, bless you. He sneezes again. I say, bless you. And he's laughing. And, oh, thank you. And I'm like, I just got sneezed on by Kyle Cushman. This is fantastic.
Never going to wash this off again.
Doesn't get any better than this. Oh, my gosh. So after he's done chatting, he turns back around. I said, hey. I said, I just want to say hi. And I'm Bellstar for our live cannabis radio show. And we read your articles on air. I didn't even know you had a new product. This is great. And he goes, well, hi, how are you? And I said, great. I'd love to get an interview sometime. I gave him the card, you know, Bellstar, and he goes, well, come on, sit down. I was like, what? Yeah, come sit down right now. Let's go in the booth. I got a minute. Let's sit down. So we're sitting in his product booth, and I'm just beside myself. I can't even believe it. And his fiancée's sitting there, and she is fantastic. And they're doing their booth thing, and they're selling the product. And he's got these sample kits you can buy for $20, and it's got one of everything in it. And I'm not talking like a little bit. Like, his samples are as big as a bottle of liquid soap you'd use on your dishwasher. I mean, it's big. I don't even know how many ounces those are, but they're huge. So he was selling this huge box for $20, you know, just getting it out there. And I sat down with him, and he's like, okay, let's do it right now. I've got a few minutes, and I don't have to be anywhere right now. And I said, okay, well, you want to do video, audio? And he goes, oh, whatever you want to do. So I just grabbed my little phone, and I did a really quick interview with him. And what do you think? We should play it? It's only 3 minutes.
I think
so. Maybe we should hit the fan down to one, and I'll play. Maybe I'll just play a little bit of this and see how loud it is, because I don't know if I can get this. I don't even know how to get this on speaker. Well, let's see. So let me see if I can find this, because I think I downloaded it or sent it to myself or something. But anyway, while I'm trying to find this, I'll just tell you. Kyle is the nicest guy. He was really kind and positive and happy, and sure, who wouldn't be at the Cannabis Cup, right? But you don't have to just let somebody you don't know into your booth for an interview that you know, just says they're reading your shows on air, whatever. But he was really great. He trusted me, and maybe the business card helped with Cannabis Kid's name on it. But it was fantastic. He was sweet.
It was not.
It was. He knew it. He knew it was you. He was sweet and very welcoming and accommodating, and I'm trying to pull this up. Maybe it'll come up in my little program here. So, anyway, we sat down, we had a quick interview, and it turns out that he is going to have this product available in Tucson.
Oh, that's really
cool. Yeah, and it's all veganic. So if you're into growing, and you've been probably reading Kyle's articles, for forever.
He does articles about pH and how
everything
about growing,
lighting, soil, hydro, aero, how to build it. He just does everything. So we're still trying to find this here. Sorry, my bad. I thought I downloaded it. Anyway, we'll play it next week for you. Or he said, actually, he's going to come on the show to do another interview with us, because he's going to do a product launch. He wants everyone to know about this. We've got our connections at the Growers House, which is going to start selling Vega Matrix.
That's
cool. Yeah, so when we were done with our interview, which was just 3 minutes, it was awesome. He's freaking fantastic, just kind and beautiful. You can just, you'll hear from the interview. He talks about glowing from the inside out, and he does. You see his spirit, you feel his spirit from the heart, not even from how cute he is, because he's a really cutie, but you can just feel him glowing from the inside out. So he said on my way out, he said, would you mind, could I give you one of these trial boxes? Would you try it? Hello, Kyle Cushman's asking me to try his product. What am I going to say? Yes, please. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, man. Holy cow. So I have my very own sample kit from Kyle Cushman. And on my way out, a seed company, Hollister Seed Company, who we will start getting some seeds from, gave me some of their most beautiful seeds to try with Kyle's product.
I'm going to
cry
right now.
I know. It's just, and along with that, I know.
We're all going next year.
He let me pick out a beautiful necklace that one of his associates had made, and I picked that out and gave that to a very special sativa sister. And he was just, everybody there was unfreaking believable. They were there. You were in a crowd of people. No one was saying anything negative. No one was unhappy. Everyone was blessed to be there. I did miss the educational part of the cup because I was only there for one day. I missed Sunday. I didn't get to go to the crowning and the cupping and or the concerts even because I had some other things to do in Napa. But the day I went, I almost didn't even want to go to Sunday because if it got any better, then I may have just blown up. It could have been spontaneous combustion right there on the spot. So it was amazing. And the vendors there were fantastic. Everybody was ready and willing and more than happy to share everything that they had. And they would talk with you for forever if you wanted to just sit and talk about their product and ask them all the whys and the hows and the whos. And we probably have enough interviews for the next couple of years.
Did you feel that you saw enough vendors that were handing out information and education? To relate with the vendors who are actually selling something?
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard because there were so many free products being given that, yes, they did. Because, I came back. I don't know that everybody was as interested in grabbing all the flyers and education. I really even picked some cool stuff up off the ground just because there were some cool flyers I hadn't seen anywhere there, but they were there. There were over 150 vendors there and over 10,000 people, and trying to make your way through those crowds, all dabbed out, cookied out, snow coned out, barbecued out, catered out, ice creamed out. I don't even know if there was actual water that wasn't infused there. I did buy my $3 bottle of water, and that's my other best bit of advice. Walk around a little bit. You can find bottles for a dollar, not for three. That wasn't very nice of the person that was charging $3 for a tiny little bottle of water. I'm just going to say shame on you because everyone else was only charging a dollar.
Right.
So they were just really trying to make the money. But it was kind of expensive for a booth. Someone said it was like $3,000 for a booth, so I could see trying to sell a little bit of water to make your money back. Because especially you weren't, you know, some people were selling things, but there were a lot of booths that were just, you know, people were, they weren't buying a whole lot. They were trying to get the free stuff and just grabbing info and samples and goodies and things. But a lot of people were, I did see a lot of people buying flowers and a lot of concentrates were the big thing. Like, most people were wanting to try those, the shatters and everything like that. Education was totally there. And like I said, I think it should be a whole separate day because it's just too tempting to get out into the fun. People are on microphones, bullhorns, screaming, music playing loud. There were everybody walking around with marijuana, cannabis tattoos everywhere. There's one lady, I took a picture. It was at the end of the night, so it was kind of dark. I didn't get a good one. Well, she had a little bikini, but her whole body was pot leaves everywhere. And I don't know if that was a tattoo or what, but people were just having fun. They were having a blast. There were some little dogs there that I didn't think should be there. Don't bring your pets, people. This isn't the place for pets. You can take them
and
to the state fair if you want.
Too many things of them, you know, people dropping things on the floor. You know,
I never even thought about
it's
that.
It's a party. Well,
but it's not a party for
pets. It's not a party
pets.
For pets.
It's
and
not a party for
you know how dogs
pets.
Are, they're close, to, dogs, animals are close to the ground, and they like to pick things up.
Oh, and they were dropping things. Oh, okay, so at Chef Dante's booth, hello, Chef Dante, I remember your name. I tried medicated pizza, and he broke out the cheese pizza for me because I was offered pepperoni, and I said, oh, I don't eat meat. And they said, oh, wait one moment. And they went and got the cheese. It was delicious. He has a whole menu of catered items. And to go, along with his business card, so I could contact him for a radio show, he gave me a medicated Twinkie, which was absolutely delicious. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if anyone's ever had medicated Twinkies. It was divine. It was fresh. The cream in there was
homemade.
I don't know if they just infused the Twinkie itself. They put a little blue. I think it was homemade because it was blue. This one was blue. The one I ate was blue.
But they
like food coloring around this place, too. Pretty colors.
Pretty colors.
It was delicious. And then I got thrown a sucker, and I don't know. It was a giant grape medicated sucker. I got given that. Oh, I tasted medicated gummies, gummy bears, and little fruit candies. And then the honey sticks look like I was.
And the schnozberry tastes like schnozberry.
Oh my God! We're using big words like delicatessen in particular. Oh my gosh! Yeah, so we're
She's
gonna go
licking
back.
The walls.
So we're gonna try. I know. I told you this was gonna be a terrific show.
I know.
Because now we're going. We're on to our third type of hash for the show. And you can't say no.
No one's saying no.
Oh, Tech Guy said no before. He took a breath. He's coming back. This place is just obscene. They give you everything you've ever thought. They had popcorn. They had spaghetti. I tried this oil. It was a hemp oil, but it had cannabis in it as well. Well, I don't even know what they were doing with this stuff, but it tasted like a really good sesame salad dressing, shiitake mushroom salad dressing. Unbelievable. I just stutter thinking about all the things that were thrown at me and given to me. And for the first couple hours, I didn't try anything because I just wanted to look at the booth. Everyone kept saying, you want to try this? You want that? How about a cookie? How about a brownie? How about some ice cream? I felt like, you know, just giant kid at the candy shop, and I was saying no because I had to get my wits about me. You know, 150 vendors. I ran into some amazing, amazing people. So there's a cannabis coloring book, and I'm sure all the potheads out there know it. And I can say that. That's a fun thing. This book with the giant pot leaf on the front that's all intricate, and it's got all these
little... Looks like a maze within a pot leaf
with
all the different colors.
I met him. You guys know about the cannabis coloring book. Well, I met this guy. I stood there staring at his beautiful, beautiful books. He had all of them out there. And he was giggling about how, like, Borders or Barnes & Noble has them in their store now, but... He doesn't charge people for the books when he sets them out on the table. He just has a little tip jar there, and whatever you feel is the book's worth. There's really big ones, coloring books, and there's little tiny coloring books.
That is so awesome.
And you just put your donation in. And he says, sometimes I come home with a little bit. Sometimes I come home with big bills. He goes, and I just don't even really care because I love this, and I love what I do, and it's just who I am. Another inside from the out, soul-glowing person. Just amazing. Rocket Man Ray, I think his name was. Just a great guy. Gave me one of his little books to bring home because I told him how I couldn't believe it was him. I was like, wait, this is you? I have these. I love these. I color these. So he just thought that tickled him pink. So it was great. And I just turned around and started taking some pictures of the festival because you can't really describe it without pictures. And the pictures I have don't even do it justice. It was unbelievable. So we are going to sample something I got from the dispensary that was there called Relief is a dispensary. Tech Guy? Oh my gosh, he said no again. That's it. Cannabis Kid? This is...
I'm crying over here.
This is Sour Diesel hash. So I will light the bong. And we're not concentrating any of this, although here you go. Have some fun with that. You're next. We're going to have to get some of those. I'm all ready to do
That's
a concentrate now. If it's solvent-free. Is that what they called it? Solvent-free? Solventless?
Solventless.
Because you couldn't taste the chemicals in that. And I did try... Oh! Magic Flight. Magic Flight, people. Yay for Magic Flight. And was it Vapor Nation? Amy wasn't there. Hi, Amy. but I stopped at the Magic Flight booth. Cute. Yeah, we'll get that. I was just shown a really cute picture of something we're going to get for somebody as a gift. So I stop at the Magic Flight booth, and they have a new, if you go to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, haven't done that for 49 minutes, stop down at the shop. We're going to get these in. We're going to get the concentrate version of the Magic Flight box. It's awesome. Totally awesome. So I tried a concentrate. I don't know what it was. In the Magic Flight box, and they have the little tubes, so it looks like a little bong, and then you hook it up to the little Magic Flight box, and then you suck through the straw or the little tube, and up comes your medicine and it's smooth. And you can use the little box right to your mouth as well, because they give you a little tiny piece to attach to it to draw through. But you draw through this tubing, and it's just awesome, because it went not only through the Magic Flight Box. I did one right from there. Then I went from the Magic Flight Box to the, yes, to the to the bong-like thing, and then through the tube. So it was like double filtered. And what's it called? The Ma-Dib.
The Ma-Dib concentrate box
kit. Yeah, it's really, it's beautiful too.
It really,
I mean, the
is.
The Magic Flight box is wooden, and this is like, I don't know if this is, it looks like titanium or something, but it's really nice. And then, what's that called?
The
Orbiter. Yeah, the Orbiter. So I did direct from the box, and then I used the Orbiter as well. And it was fantastic. We're going to get those in. So Arizona's a little... well, they're catching up to the dabs and the concentrates, and they're getting into them. And they've got some really cool designs. We'd never seen those, or I hadn't anyway. They're just great. Great vaporizers if you don't. They're way better for your lungs if you're not into the bongs or joints or pipes or whatever. I was the only one walking around with my little cigar pipe, which was funny. People were like, whoa, what's that? It was just a fantastic time. I keep remembering more and more people that were there. I haven't even launched into our chat window. I don't even know if anyone's asking questions or just laughing at my stupidity over here, but we're going to launch in, and if anyone has any comments. Yeah, I haven't even. Did you
no,
launch in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh, I know. We were right. No, it's all right. I don't see anyone making fun of us. That's okay. I know. Gosh, crazy.
That's okay.
So they had all the magazines there. There's an edible magazine that Cheryl Schumann, I brought home. She and another lady are on the cover of that one. You know what? All sorts of education there.
Good.
And I even brought the little culture magazine that we were there just to show people that, you know, I wasn't making up the fact that I was Bellstar.
What's cool about,
and
I'm
haven't
glad
even
you
looked
took
through
that.
The
culture magazine got to make its appearance. You, like you said, you brought it along.
And I brought back the Northern California edition of culture magazine to see
cool.
what their ads and things were all about, which they're all about dispensaries and dabs and things like that. So it's very interesting. But they've got California news and Northern California News, because I'm sure there's a Southern California Culture Magazine, too. Very different parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Education was there. If you wanted it, it was there. But it, like I said, I went and I waited my 5 minutes for the educational talk to start, and I just couldn't help myself. I had to leave. I was just too excited to get out there. I had my little High Times bag all ready to fill up. Little did I know someone else was going to give me another bag. I still have bruises on my shoulders from carrying such heavy equipment around that I was given away for free. So, yeah, everybody. It's mind-blowing. I can't even...
How is it different from, I guess, the regular High Times cannabis cups? What was the difference between the...
Well, this was my first cup ever.
Ooh.
So I don't know. They've been doing this for 40 years. Well, this is their fourth medical cup. 40 years of medical cups, or of cannabis cups, I believe. But I don't know that I saw anybody, oh my gosh, 2 out of 4 have said no already. And Cannabis Kid left a gargantuan amount left in the bong that I'm going to have to finish right now.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. Be careful. Oh, it wasn't that much.
That was it. But,
it's really cloudy.
It is. This whole room, the dogs are passed out on the floor.
It's okay, puppy.
What were we saying?
Cloud Christmas.
40 years of cannabis cup. I don't know the difference. I didn't see anyone boasting, hey, this is medical. There were some, actually, if you look in the guide, there were some lectures that I missed, obviously.
I like your idea about, you know, having a certain day for it.
Yeah.
Or even dedicating mornings until the...
They could do 9 to noon lectures. That would be fantastic. That's an even better idea if they want to keep it to just 2 days. Because the lectures were just, one was at 1:30,
and I'm sure they were giving stuff out at the
lectures. Oh, I'm sure. They were like every hour starting, you know, 12:30, and I just...
You probably got some really good shit if you went to the lectures.
Oh, you got really good shit if you went anywhere
sure.
in that place.
I know, that's the thing.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So, I did, and the other comment I have is, thank you for the pajama top, but maybe you could make these
pretty
in
fun.
Small for us little tiny tokers. Tiny tokers could be our new business. All right, don't take that, anybody. So,
it's trademarked.
Yep, done. Bam, it's done. And it would have been cool if it said Sonoma on there because I am from Napa. But, you know, there was a smoke shop called the Mighty Quinn, and on their on their banner was the word Napa, so I had to take my selfie in front of that representing Napa. Ooh.
So it's great, which was
God.
The picture we used for them.
I think it's funny. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that they call them selfies because, you know, being born a while ago, they're just, you know, portraits, you know, your pictures of yourself. We didn't have these fancy terms. Selfies. Give a selfie. Oh, selfies. So it's just really funny. I'm doing the Polaroid bit, you know, waiting for the paper to come flying out. It doesn't anymore. It's no fun. You can't sit there and make it dry. Forget it. We're doing selfies. But, hey, I got a selfie with Kyle Cushman and Rocketman Ray, so I think I've done
pretty cool.
Good. And Kyle from Magic Flight. And I should have just done one with everyone that was going to come on the radio show. I thought of that now. Next time, February 7th and 8th, we'll be there. There's a bunch of them coming up, actually. Let's look. If you go to hightimes.com, they have listed. So the first one was, I'm going back here. Maybe you could find it faster. So if you go to hightimes.com and type in Cannabis Cup. Oh, there it is. Buy your tickets today. So there's like five cups. So San Francisco, the one I just went to, was the first one. July 28th. July 26th, 27th, we got Michigan. Seattle, September 6th and 7th. Amsterdam, could do that one for my birthday if anyone's treating. 23rd through the 27th. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's a long time. And then February, where we'll be in Los Angeles, it's actually San Bernardino, 7th and 8th, 2015. You can count on it. We'll be there with Tumbleweeds will be there representing. We'll have some cool shirts and swag and stuff to hand out just for fun. And we'll be doing some live interviews at the booth and talking to people. And I found out, and which we hope to be at in February, wink, wink, anybody, the celebrities are the ones judging all this stuff. So maybe we'll hit the celebrity booth for some interviews and judging. What do you think?
Well, you know who we got a special invite.
Oh, we sure did.
For New Year's.
Yeah, we got a New Year's. We'll do New Year's.
So we have to do schmoozing there
to
get on.
So we'll be schmoozing at the New Year's party, and then we'll get to the February Cup. Yeah. Woo!
Sounds good.
Walt
what
says,
a plan.
Let's do it. Yeah, it is a plan. So what do we got on our way out?
Whoa.
I mean, we got 2 minutes left. This was great. Oh, I took a picture of myself in front of the Mad Hatter thing, too, because I love Alice Wonderland. It had a giant Mad Hatter flag flying. And that was the other thing. The decorations in these booths were awesome. And seriously, for this kind of a show, bigger is better. And different colors. They had a lot of white-topped canopies.
Mm-hmm.
Vader extracts was black. There were other ones that were green. The honeybee things were yellow. So if you had a different color, or some of them had super flags flying above the canopies that were already 20 feet tall. They had guys standing with bullhorns and DJs, and if you were loud, people were at your booth. It was super fun. So the louder you were in print and in voice, you were obviously... Uh-oh, here's a train. We hadn't had it all show. Here comes the train. Yeah, so as I flip through these things, wonderful companies for gear. So if you want some clothes, some actual pajamas you can wear to bed. I got a great hat from Cloud V. I won that along with my vaporizer. And they had a bunch of beautiful buds there. I mean, they had buds that were actually purple and actually orange, and they were beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kyle's Buds and Roses is the organization. I had to find the bag here.
Sorry, that's really
Buds
great.
And Roses. They use Kyle's Vega Matrix exclusively for their plants, and they entered one of his kushes in, and I was honored enough to try that kush, and it was delicious. Absolutely. It was purple. It tasted purple. Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So
purple.
Very, very purple. So next week we'll see if we can't wrangle in one of these vendors. Maybe we'll get Kyle on next week's show. Who knows? But we still have a lot to talk about. We've got a lot of people. I got a lot of cards, business cards from the people doing the extracts and making the dabs and the shatters and the hashes so they could tell us why.
I would love to hear some of what they're doing.
Yeah, I want to know the whys behind why they're doing that, because I still really like the flower, and I got some lab testing companies to tell, because they're testing for, like, tons of cannabinoids, not just one or two or three. They're really deep into testing for all sorts of different. They test for terpenes. They tell you what terpenoids are in there.
That's really great.
Yeah, it's really, they're really deep in it. So like CTO Labs and G Farm Labs, I got their information. So hopefully they'll come on the show and tell us how they're doing it, and maybe they're part of the nation's plan to have nationwide testing for your meds. So
that's,
it's cool.
Really great.
There were some companies there that, you know, they made cigarette-like type boxes of stuff, and they were classy. I think G Farm Labs was one of them that had the cigarette type. Yeah, they're classy. They look really classy, and they're just really nice, fresh
like
rolled
that.
Bud, and it's actual bud. Oh, and that's fine if you like your joints that go in your kind tray. If you like your dabs that go in your oils, the products,
right.
You know.
I mean, what a great idea, just these pre-rolled, always, someone can
just always
take
have
them back
it. Up. Yep, just nice. Just like you do your regular tobaccos. Right. So, wow, I don't even know, like, how to end the show, what do we do?
We ended on such a great time, like, I think you had an amazing time there and got to spend it with some amazing people. And
I need some water. I need a drink of water. I just talked this whole hour away.
Okay.
I apologize.
It's all right. You did a good job. Spent a lot of time talking.
A lot of things to sample. We had our own little mini cannabis fest just now.
I know. I'm pretty
cannabis
excited
fest.
About next year, so it's going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. Well, we will actually have some news for you next week.
Yeah, there's
New York with medical, if we haven't announced that. 23 states and D.C. Congratulations, United States of America, we're doing it.
Check us out on Facebook. There's a lot of news articles that were posted things that have happened.
Go to
the pot research, you know, abruptly fired the University of Arizona. The pot researcher was abruptly fired at the U of A.
Oh.
We didn't get to talk about, but look on our Facebook.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, we'll put that information up on the website, and we will have some actual news next week and maybe an interview. We'll see. I've got a stack of business cards to get through. In the meantime, we're ending the show, and we've got some people to thank. Growers House.
Culture Magazine.
Love Culture Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
AZMarijuana.com for all the news we didn't get to today.
Accurate Med Testing.
Blog Talk Radio. Tumbleweed Health Center. Studio T. Always.
And A now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And
the dogs are being so good and quiet. Look at it. Here comes Walt. He's like, I did it. I did a whole show. Now can we walk for 4 hours? Yes, Walt. We're going for a 4-hour walk.
Thank the sound.
No, don't knock over the bong. Tech guy got through 2 of the 4 bong hits. Good job. He was probably brownied up already, so it wasn't even fair. We need to be brownied up next time, and then we'll start the show. Maybe. Come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. I hope I'm shouting out the right address. You can call us, 520-838-4430. You can even fax us, 306-5147. Email thctucson@gmail.com.
Get your holy smoke there.
Get your holy smoke on.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
Always.
See you guys.